The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And at this rate, we're not going to have a lot of sports left to talk about, or anything. Let's do this. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch and comment there, be my guest. Easy to find. So Wednesday, we do things a little differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, put odds on it. What are the odds we're all going to die, AJ?
They seem to be increasing.
Yeah, I guess they are.
I mean, I know you are a poo-pooer of the coronavirus. You don't believe in it.
It's not that I don't believe in it. I just don't believe in widespread panic. But we've got widespread panic now, so it's just like anything else. You have to embrace it.
I mean, can we agree that at this point, maybe it's warranted? Because do you really think about the... Okay, so think about the money that Houston's losing by not having the rodeo. Think about the money that Houston's going to lose by not having the Sweet 16 and what Atlanta's going to lose by not having the Final Four. Like, the amount of money that people are essentially leaving on the table, to me, says they've done enough research that there's something to this.
Well, I mean, obviously there's something to it, but the flip side is, I don't trust our government to be able to tell us what's going on with this. I don't trust the media to tell me what's going on with it. What worries me is, the big news is the rodeo, which I guess there was a guy who went to the cook-off who tested positive and was there like 3 days. So either he got it there or he brought it there. Which means there were people there exposed who will now expose other people. So I get why they're stopping all these things. What worries me is the long-term impact on, frankly, it's not just the money they're going to be losing from these things. Because there's a lot of schools closing now. Well, what happens when parents have to stay home and take care of their kids instead of go to work? People who are working check to check. Think about the jobs we're going to lose.
Yeah.
What happens when...
Well, it's the same thing I said about South by Southwest. They met all the waiters and waitresses in the hotel.
I know. And that's and it's going to be... when we start saying, okay, no movie theaters, which is probably next. No more conventions, all those kind of things. It's really scary to me what's going to happen long term with that. Because, that's going to cost people jobs. That could really screw up the economy. So, I know that for them to make these decisions, I know they're not doing them lightly. But that's my concern now long term is what's going to happen to our economy, because clearly this is going to impact an awful lot of things.
No doubt.
And it's not just sports, which, I mean, we'll find stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
I'm not too worried about that. But in general, it's like you mentioned the Final Four, and I've already talked to a couple of people who are going to be badly impacted by not having the regional here.
Yeah.
I mean, having it, but not being able to make any money off of it. So it's... it's definitely not the news that you wanted to hear, in all honesty. And it's not, there's nothing positive about any of this. And I just kind of hope that in the end, they contain this thing and it doesn't get any worse, and that'll be the end of it. But who knows? I mean, I don't know. I'm an old, so I just going to get it and die.
Yeah. I mean, what you think of it really doesn't matter, because you'll be amongst the first to go, and then we'll look back and say, God, Remember when Fred thought coronavirus was silly? We shouldn't be panicking about it. Now he's dead.
Well, I'm not going to panic about it because guess what?
You'll die anyway.
If I'm going to die, I'm going to die. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. I mean, what are you going to do?
It's ironic that you're wearing a Night King shirt today.
I am because
coronavirus is basically like it's the army. It's the Night King's army floating through us, just touching us one by one, and we're all turning.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why I wore this. So, somebody asked, it's a really good question. Where do you draw the line on this stuff? I don't know, because I think this is, and this is going to go on for months. You know, I don't think this is going away anytime soon. So if we go months without movie theaters and, well, what's the next thing? No restaurants, no bars? You think that's coming? Nothing. Don't go out in public unless, you know, I don't know, man. It just.
The NCAA tournament thing is going to be really, really weird. It's going to be weird to watch on television because it's not like they're changing venues.
Right.
Which they probably should. I mean, what's the point of doing something like that in, you know, NRG? Like,
right. When it's going to be Toyota Center here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay. But for Mercedes, the Final Four. Mercedes yeah. Stadium.
There's no point. Just do it somewhere small.
Yeah. Do it at a college gym. I mean, just something that, because it's only essential personnel going to be. I've got credentials for the Sweet 16 here.
Yeah.
I assume they're going to continue to let credentialed media in.
I think so, but who knows where we're going to be in 2 weeks on this, right?
Yeah. I'm more interested. Like, I wasn't sure if I was going to go or not.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious to see what it's like to see an event like that done in front of
I'll tell you
nobody.
What it's like. All you had to do was go watch a UH game before for Tita Center. That's exactly what it was like. You know, but... Yeah, it's and I'm guessing the NFL draft is at least going to be, you know, not open to the public. But what the next phase that worries me is, you know, what if they shut down all the school districts and for how long? And, you know, I'm really worried about where this is going to leave us as a country in terms of and really worldwide economy.
Yeah,
because, you know, there's a lot of people out there who live check to check. And those are the ones who are going to suffer if business goes down for places and people start getting laid off. It's just that's the scary part for me. And that's why I haven't really wanted to see this kind of panic. But at this stage, if they're going to start doing these things, then there's nothing we can do about it except accept it. So my hope is that we don't get quarantined into our houses because, frankly, I want to be behind this microphone until I either get it and die or they pry it from my cold dead fingers because I'm dead.
What's wild is I'm flying out of town next week.
Yep. You may not make it back.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, you just might not make it back.
Come on, man.
No, not that you're going to get sick, but all these flight cancellations.
Oh, I'll just walk back then.
Well, that's good luck with that.
I'll ride a bike.
Yeah, that'll take you 2 weeks probably. But, you know, that's the thing. I mean, are we going to just cut off all travel? Is that coming?
I don't know.
And who's making these decisions? I mean, right now it's like California's made the, well, I guess Santa Clara County or whatever made the decision on what they were doing. And Washington State has made the decision on what they're doing. Who's going to make these decisions for us as to what we can do and what we can't do? Because, frankly, I want to go to my last two XFL games. I paid for those tickets.
Priorities.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't know. I'm, you know, I think the bad news is that whoever got it at the rodeo cook-off or took it to the rodeo cook-off, That's where it's already spread.
They better not have known.
Well, I'm sure they didn't. That's the problem is I think people don't know that they have it until it's too late. What are the odds Jack Easterby finds a cure for coronavirus? Oh, man. Yeah, I wish that... Well, here's where I'm of two minds of this. Because in my mind, I feel like I should be able to make the decision whether I want to go out in a group or not, or whether I want to be in a venue or not. But then you see the idiot who was quarantined and takes his daughter to the father-son thing.
Ugh.
You see that idiot in Japan. And do we really have to, I mean, are people so stupid?
Yes.
That we have to protect everybody else from those guys?
Yeah.
Clearly. That's what sucks. You know, because
We can't just get rid of stupid people, Fred. You know it's not that easy.
Well, I mean, hopefully they get it and die. I'd like to get rid of all the stupid people. I mean, that would pretty much ruin the text line for us, but
yeah.
I'd like to get rid of them. Now, I
but it's funny that people are these things are... It's starting to get canceled, like the events are being canceled. CBI tournament's canceled. CIT. I mean, there's tournaments being canceled. There's tournaments not going to be played in front of people. Now, all of a sudden, people are like, what the heck? Is this coronavirus real? Like, people didn't want to believe it.
Well, I still think that there's an awful lot of fear-mongering going on here. And I think that's leading to a lot of overreaction. But now that the overreaction's here, and not much I can do about it, except, you know, deal with it just like everybody else. Somebody says my honeymoon to Australia is today, kind of thinking I might stay a while there. Yeah. Have they gotten it in Australia yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, they may not let you in if they think you've got it.
I wouldn't let anybody. If I had Australia, I wish I had an island. I would.
Oh, Galveston.
Yeah.
If nobody has in Galveston yet, just stay there. Someone says, I have two kids in school, and either my wife or myself has to stay home. We won't be able to afford rent for sure. See, I'm really, really scared to think of how many people are in that position. So.
My old broadcast partner, Rod Babers, just tweeted this. And this is very fitting, and it makes sense. It says, March Madness games will be played without fans in the stands. Don't be the mayor from Jaws and choose profits over public good. Safety is ultimately about sacrifice, whether you're talking about condoms, airports, seatbelts, or infectious disease. Which is kind of true when you think about it. Sometimes safety is about sacrifice.
I'm kind of with the mayor from Jaws, though.
Look at all the people who died.
Profit's important, man.
But what about people dying?
Well, I know, but we've got a great movie out of it. Just think the movie they'll be able to make out of this.
They've already made it. It's Contagion.
Well, I know, but they'll be able to make a new one. And if somebody like me dies, it'll be even better because it'll make for a great movie. You guys will be entertained by it for decades.
C&J says people will get pissed off when they can't leave their neighborhood, lock people in their houses with no job, with their kids, and no paycheck because they can't go to work. People will wake up and realize this is BS. Or they'll figure out that it's not BS, and the only way to stop the spread of it is to stop social gathering.
And you know, but the problem is, how long?
I don't know. Till they figure out.
So a year?
Till they figure out a vaccine for it.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. I mean, that's what worries me.
I blame anti-vaxxers for all of this, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
According to the World Health Organization, Australia has 122 confirmed cases so far.
They're probably out in the bush, though.
Probably.
Yeah. No, I honestly don't know what to think anymore, because the frightening part is that if you do get put on lockdown now, then how long and how many people can afford to do that?
Yeah.
It's the ones out there that can afford to do whatever they want now as it is. You know, they'll be the ones who survive. The rest of us, hey, we do okay, but if I can't work for a month, wife can't work for a month, that's not good. Now you're talking about having to sell stuff.
Now this is
who's going to buy it, because they can't go anywhere.
As part of, this was a couple days ago, this was on March 9th, as part of the Utah Jazz's coronavirus response, shoot-around availability was done in the media room rather than on the court. As Rudy Gobert got finished discussing the situation, he stood up, leaned over, and made it a point to touch every microphone and recorder in front of him. Hilarious, right? Guess who's questionable on the injury report with illness today?
Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, and hey, I've said all along, I think we're creating a scare here, but I've never said, don't wash your hands, don't do stupid stuff. I always did say that, right? Wash your hands. Don't go out of your way to, just like you would if you're trying to avoid the flu. That is dumb. That's what happens when you put a Frenchman in charge.
And the NBA is apparently considering just pushing back its whole calendar.
Well, and I'm wondering if that's going to be something that everybody does, not just the NBA, but baseball has to push back. you know, the remaining XFL schedule, all that stuff. I mean, the question I would have, though, is how long? When do you know that this isn't going to keep going on? And, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe when they get a vaccine, but then you have to distribute it. Then you have to make sure it works. Then you have to, I mean, I don't know, man. The scary part is, that's why, and I wasn't kidding when I said I'd rather just get it and be done with it rather than sit around for 2 months and, you know, hope you don't catch it, and then you do, and then you're stuck then. I mean, just get it out of the way. If I'm going to die, if he dies, he dies. healthcare worker, that's the problem. The incubation period is 14 days. That's why you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. And if you don't know, think how many people you interact with on 14 days. Yeah.
Too many.
Yeah. I don't know, but I don't know how many I actually cough on or get. I don't get close to people.
I mean, I've cut out handshaking.
Yeah, the fist bump, we're all doing that. But even, you know, that's, well, I may catch it and die, but the hair is going to look glorious. Thanks to my man, Dr. Linville. And guys, if you know what, if you're going to be stuck not being able to do anything for a couple weeks, go get your hair fixed. It's real simple. This isn't hair plugs. This isn't a wig. What this is a neograft procedure where he takes your own hair, follicles from the back of your head, and he puts them where you're thinning. He can even redraw your hairline. That's what he did with me. And if you go to 975hair.com, set up your consultation, and I'm telling you, Dr. Linville is going to take care of you. He's had it done himself, and he recently had the procedure done on another part of his hair, so he understands it. And all he wants to do is help guys feel better about themselves and look better. And it's a fantastic procedure. 975hair.com. There's no scarring. There's none of that kind of stuff. There's no discomfort. Basically, you get back to your routine the next day. And if you're on quarantine for 2 weeks, great. You can just sit there for 2 weeks and let your hair get it going again. 975hair.com. Set up your consultation. Talk to Dr. Linville. You will love it. 975hair.com. Get your hair back. Need to know your place. Because it's about to get heavy.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. These breaks are always way too short whenever there's food. And, yeah. I'm gonna put
yeah,
this
like
where,
now?
Yeah, I'm going to put this where people can see it because it's freaking awesome.
Okay. Roll, come pull up a microphone.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, come on. Come hop, hop, hop.
You ain't trying to talk about this, what you brought in here? I think that's BS. Yeah. If you're on the Twitch channel right now, you can see my bone.
All right.
All right. Aaron, you want me to cut you off a chunk of this?
Please.
Go find you a plate or something. Yeah, that one right there, Raul. That microphone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Raul from Kobos Q brought us in some grub. Tell the people what you've brought today, my man, because this is exciting for me.
Well, I brought you guys some smoked boudin mac and cheese. That's like next to our brisket and ribs are our most popular item, and then some Wagyu short beef ribs.
And how long did this sit on the smoker, this Wagyu short beef rib?
Actually, not quite that long, about 3 hours.
It doesn't take as long as brisket.
No, nowhere near, especially with all the marbling. And then, of course, with the type of pit that I use, which is a pit maker, it just cooks entirely different than a regular smoker.
So the reason why I've always, and obviously it's not a cheap cut of meat to begin with, but the real issue and the reason why barbecue places will sell beef rib for, you know, sometimes 25, 30 bucks a pound is because you can only cook so much of it. It takes up a lot of space on your pit.
That's correct.
And it keeps you from cooking all the other stuff. So it's like a delicacy. Am I right?
That's correct. Yeah. Like so we sell ours for $26.99 a pound whenever we do our short beef ribs. We only do 24, and it'll sell out in about an hour and a half.
Damn. And tell me, so you're up in Atascocita.
Yes, sir.
What's your you get? Are you still in a trailer? Or do you guys have an actual brick and mortar
no,
now?
No. So what we did, we actually purchased an acre of land, commercial land, where we were going to build out kind of like a beer garden slash food park. And we had the people from McIntyre's, like their architects or whatever, mm-hmm. come over. And that quote was just too high for Atascocita. So I was like, back to the drawing board. Probably going to put the property back on sale. Stay on the concession trailer. And, you know, we're kind of looking for like Midtown Heights area, stuff like
that. Oh, you're going to move it down into the city.
Yes, sir.
So that's what – see Atascocita? You come with that high price, they're moving out.
Yeah, lots of room down in East Downtown.
Yeah, just park outside of Fred's house.
exactly.
That's a good move.
I'll live there if you do that. So,
well, we appreciate you as always, man. You're always good to the station, and of course, now you're good to us. Do you want to give a shout out to Joel and Nick, who aren't getting any of this food right now?
Man, I'm gonna let you give them a shout out.
Okay, hey, shout out Joel and Nick. He brought food for you guys, but you weren't here.
Yeah.
So Juggalo Trey and Todd ate your food. Just because you guys had to run out the door. But nice job. Nice job. Raul drove all the way down here from basically Dallas. And you guys bailed on him. So we'll just eat all the beef rib without you. Yeah. My man, appreciate it. Appreciate you always being a good friend to the station. And and thank you for the grub, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man. Love the all show. Right. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, man.
Oh, this is so good. See, and we thought the morning show, they used to always get all the spoils.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let them be mad. Let them be mad.
To hell with them.
Yeah. Lance is in Oklahoma anyway. It doesn't matter.
Take care of it. Oh.
See you, brother.
That is an absolutely pleasant surprise.
Oh. Yeah, we need to get the break so I can eat this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It smells so good.
I know, and I'm sitting here staring.
Haven't tried it yet.
Oh, okay. I figured
you were. Was busy running around looking for utensils because I forgot to grab those.
I figured you were in there wolfing it down.
Yeah, because you can, so. Oh, 713-780-3776.
Yeah, and then the president is going to have not a State of the Union. He's going to address the country tonight, I'm assuming, about coronavirus. When there's a dude who called it a farce or a hoax, you know, what, 2 weeks ago? And now he's saying, I'm going to use everything in the government's power to stop it. When you should have done that in January. Or you should have done it when you got rid of the department that whose job it is to stop stuff like this.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off at everybody about this.
Well, so he says, I feel your concern, but if you got a coworker sick and that person got an elderly family member sick and they died, your rent being late would be the last of your worries. Actually, no, it wouldn't be the last of your worries because you'd probably survive it. And, you know, just stay away from the elderly. I don't know. I just think we can be smart and do the things you're always supposed to do. But again, you got idiots who run around and intentionally give it to people. So, I mean, it's a shame that those idiots are the reason that we're about to lock down the entire world. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. In the city, don't get misinformed.
Yeah, they gonna pull up on you. This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, oh man, this is so good.
Yeah, boudin and mac and cheese, strong.
Yeah, it's not like, you know what? You know, not so bad if this is the end of the world. Not a bad way to go out.
Nope.
And with great food, and we got some beer coming in the 6 o'clock hour today too. We'll just make it a party.
Yeah,
it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. 713-780 ESPN. If you want to get in, and yeah, you know, I just don't know what to do with this anymore. The Hockey Dan said, are we going to see multiple teams from multiple leagues tank simply because of the virus with the empty arenas that they depend on for every home game to make money? Well, I mean, if you're a bad team, it's not much motivation to play, no. Really, other than, hey, I get my paycheck. And I guess they're doing it to protect the fans, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the players get it, then you can't play the games, right?
Right.
So, I don't know.
And then what's the point?
Yeah. I hate panic and I hate fear mongering and I fear.
I get it, but I think there's also.
Well, I mean, there's something to try to contain it. But, I mean, if you're going to play games without fans, why are you playing games at all? I guess would be my question. Because, I mean, so you can watch them on TV. Okay, so a crowd of 10,000, obviously the odds are better that somebody's going to be there like this cook-off guy. But, I mean, players can get it too, and then they're just going to give it to the other players.
Yeah.
And the non-essential personnel. So, you know, I don't know.
I think they're just trying to limit massive gatherings is the whole point.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can call it fear-mongering, but if it ends up saving lives, I mean, you can't say it's not warranted.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a balance.
At what point are lives, if you're telling me it's going to legitimately save lives, what's the balance? There is no balance.
There is, because the impact is going to go way beyond the people who get this disease at this point. And if we lock down a bunch of businesses for months, because from what I understand, it's going to be a year before they have a vaccine for it, then you start talking about worldwide economy collapse. You talk about people killing themselves. You're going to have deaths that way too. I think right, we need
but
to
I'm
be
just saying if you don't shut it down and people continue to gather and continue to spread the sickness and die, does that somehow help the economy?
Well, I mean, it's not going to matter if nobody can work and nobody can get paid, then. You know, I mean, I don't have an answer for you. I'm not the World Health Organization. But if you think I trust our governments to have the right, make the right decisions, you're crazy. Because we see how they run everything else. And if you think I'm going to believe every media report about this, you're crazy too. But no, I don't have any answers for you. I just think that, you know, I get not wanting to have people in crowds, but I don't understand why we can't just have. You know, I don't understand why we can't just take the same precautions we always take.
You saw the Blue Jackets' response to the whole thing, right?
No.
In Ohio? So the Ohio governor said he wants everything big event-wise shut down. The Columbus Blue Jackets said, no, you bought a ticket to our game. We're going to play every game at home. Be smart. Wash your hands. Be a rational human being. If you don't feel well, don't come.
Yeah, but, you know, it kind of gets back. I mean, I agree with that in concept, but we have the guy from the Dumbass Report the other day who was on quarantine and took his daughter to a father-daughter thing.
Idiot.
So you can say that, and it's great, and I agree with it, but all it takes is one dickweed who's like, I'm going to go to the game. Go Jackets. And guess what? Then you get it spread. So, you know, I don't know. If I trusted people, this is my problem. I don't trust our government. I don't trust the media, and I don't trust people. That's a problem.
You don't trust anybody.
No, I really don't. I mean, so, yeah, I don't know. I hope this thing goes away, and I don't know when that's going to happen. That's all.
Well, you said like a year, right?
Well, a year before they have a vaccine for it. But, I mean, does it run its course? I mean, that's what, you know, I don't know. And I need a smart health professional to tell me. It's like, how long do we have to start, you know, stop doing things? That's the thing. How long? Are we talking months? Are we talking a year? Do we put everybody's life on hold for a year over this? I'd rather just get it and be done with it. And if it gets me, it gets me.
You see what what's trending in Houston right now?
No.
Greens Point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Guess what's not shutting down at a coronavirus? Greens Point Carnival. Let's go.
Of course. Oh. Jamie says this week is Texas 2K, big public gathering car events. Yeah, I don't know if that'll be canceled.
Yeah, probably.
And Tim says, has anybody considered how great this could be for the Astros if they don't have to play in front of opposing crowds? Positivity, guys. Well, you know what? You know who the happiest guys in the world are right now? The Astros. Is how much?
Well, unless they get coronavirus.
No, but how much have we talked about? Has anybody talked about? Oh, those cheating Astros.
Nobody today.
No. So.
Well, I actually did talk about it on a SportsMap video.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Was it a coronavirus SportsMap video?
No, nope, it's just a regular SportsMap video.
Oh. Well. They probably won't be watching it because they're in Florida, and they'll probably get stuck in Florida. So. What are the odds? I could tweet a pick or two of the Cobos Q. I just retweeted.
Yep, I did too.
The one that they tweeted out. So, yeah, that looks fantastic. And it tastes just as good as it looks. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's try a call. Alex. What's up, Alex?
Hi, man. The sports y'all. And I'll just continue. I'm not waiting for the response. But here's my thing. Coronavirus is whatever. We can't predict it. Nobody knows anything about it. They don't know enough about it. But my thing is, Houston economy is going to tank. And we have every reason to be scared, not because of who we come in contact with, but how this is going to affect us on a daily for months to come. You look at oil and gas, the price war that started. You look at the number of people who are going to be put out hospitality-wise, restaurants. I mean, we earn, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo earns as much as Super Bowl a few times over the course of the entire event. And now we've canceled it?
But, Alex, I mean, what you don't understand bananas. It's not just Houston. It's not just the Texas economy. This is happening all over the country. This is now really an international epidemic. So yeah, it's going to hurt our economy. It's going to hurt the worldwide economy.
Well, so he says Fred's perspective on this is so horrible. It's a real thing, Fred. A vaccine will be ready for human trials as early as April. Okay, then. Somebody else says, is it legitimately going to save lives? I mean, if you want to save lives, don't have people go to sporting events at all with the flu. It's true. Yeah, I don't have any answers other than I'm going to do what I always do. Wash my damn hands more than I should. I'm not going to go around coughing on people. And if I feel like I'm getting sick, guess what I'm going to do? Stay home. That's it. And you know, if I even have a scratchy throat, won't go out in public.
Dude, it's funny that when something like this is happening now, every time you cough or sneeze or like you got a little itch in your throat, you're like, oh God, it's happening.
Well, and if you work in this particular room, that's going to happen all the time because it goes from 100 degrees to 40.
And Lance texted me at 4:30 in the morning. He's like, I woke up. I'm having a hard time breathing. I don't think I'm going to come in. And then like an hour later, actually, I think I'm going to be fine. I'm good. I'm just freaking out over nothing. And he came in, and sure enough, he was fine. He was freaking out over nothing. But it's any little thing now, everybody's going to be like, oh my God, I've got it. It's me.
I'm with 303. Banning cars in Houston would also save lives. And there's no vaccine for dumbass drivers.
That's true.
That's the thing. I just feel like I have a better chance of dying in Houston traffic. And, you know, I can't get worked up over it. Sorry. So,
Here's an update on what I talked about at the beginning of the show. Mark Emmert says the NCAA is looking to move the Final Four out of Mercedes-Benz Stadium into a smaller venue in Atlanta. Regional sites could also be moved from the currently scheduled arenas to smaller venues in the same cities. The plan is to keep sites for the first round. It is. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess the Fertitta Center would be the next step down if you were taking it from the Toyota Center to another arena, right?
Yeah. That'd be a pretty good place for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, to me, it you shouldn't worry about a basketball arena, even if it's too big. You should be worried about Mercedes-Benz Stadium to a basketball arena.
Right.
See, now
the Toyota Center, it seems like overkill if you're going to have 300 people in it. You know what I mean?
Well, for that matter, you could have it in a nice high school gym.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, to me, that'll still be, basically, that's still set up for basketball.
Play down at Texas Southern.
Hey, that's actually a nice little arena.
It is.
Have you been in that?
I have.
Yeah, it's a nice little arena.
What's the
because UH played there while they were building for Tita Center.
Holds 8,100 people.
That's probably about right. You won't need that many. But all right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. What are the odds, Wednesday? Man, I'm depressed that we're all going to die. So
I'm just going to go wash my hands all the time for no good reason now. Like every break, I just want to wash my hands. Didn't have to use the restroom, just going to wash my hands. And while I was washing my hands, I said, oh, man, what would happen if the guy who replaces the hand soap got coronavirus? Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
See, this is the thing. Everybody's scared now. You're worrying about all these little things. Poor Lance thinks he's going to die. So, oh well. Maybe that's I don't know. I'm going to worry about it when I get it.
All right.
So.
UTSA is extending its spring break using only online classes after due to the coronavirus.
That's pretty common now for colleges. A lot of them are doing that. Which I get. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, online classes are pretty prevalent as it is.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's an easy fix.
Yeah, I always hated teaching online classes because it's... You never really know if they're doing the work.
Yeah.
Or if somebody else is. So, and somebody asked, will they start closing malls and things like, well,
we don't know.
We don't know. And that's the thing. When all that starts happening, you know, then you know, that's what I'm worried about. And I just think the impact is going to be far worse than a few elderly kicking off. Sorry, elderlies. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You know, there is some other stuff going on we could get to. Yeah, I mean, although is it just me or is it 150 degrees in here?
It is. It's hot in here.
Okay.
Or we've got coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm, you know.
Josh, what happens when people can't get their medicine from pharmacies? They'll die.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're telling people to stay home, and now those people are going to die.
I mean, I'm just telling you. I mean, when you can't get your medicine, what happens to people? They die, or, I mean, God forbid you can't pick up your birth control, then you get babies, which is...
That's even worse.
Worse.
Yeah. Nobody wants babies. Especially in the post-apocalyptic world.
That's the biggest burden. You cannot afford to have that in the apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, I'm preparing for the apocalypse. I'm going to have plenty of alcohol and... plenty of weapons, so I'm ready. Don't really need anything else.
I think by the time the apocalypse comes, they'll be playing that basketball game at Toyota Center, and it'll be zombies dribbling up and down the court. Super, really slow, occasionally bumping the ball.
Can we bet on that?
Of course, you can bet on anything.
Okay, just checking. What are the odds Barry is allowed back into Texas?
I don't know where he even went.
Pat in the 409, should you fight ignorance with knowledge or a right hook? Witnessed a man telling the Asian person at my favorite liquor store that the coronavirus is genetic and Asian people are spreading it. Like you can transfer. Wow. Yeah, a genetic illness. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing is I do worry that there's a lot of misinformation being spread out there. So,
well, I recommend people, if you don't have access to birth control or condoms, don't have sex during the coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah, and that's probably a good idea. And if you're married, you don't have to worry about that.
Well,
most people.
If you're like me, you've already had a vasectomy and everything's cool.
Yeah, but you don't want to be spreading the virus. So just stay away from your wife for a while.
My wife's getting the virus if I've got it.
Oh, okay. Other than tech schools and labs, do we really need big college campuses when they're, considering they're able to switch to online classes so easily? Yeah, I mean, you don't really need real classes anymore except for things that are hands-on in labs. So hope they cancel my court dates, dismiss my Mary Jane charges. I think they should do that. In fact, if you're a judge out there, any crime like that, just dismiss it. Of course, if you were in Harris County, you'd be fine, probably, unless it was a whole lot. So,
if you got a trunk full, well, they're gonna find a way to get you.
Bezos and the pharmacies will use drones. So he says. Yesterday, Fred was saying media is overblowing this. Now he's nervous and he's an elder. I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous at all. I just think it's. I do think it's being overblown, and you know now I don't know what to think because I'm more concerned about the aftermath of this than I am the actual thing. Maybe wait for facts before giving opinions. I always wait for facts. I've said all along I don't know what the hell this thing is. So suck it, 832. You know what?
Wait for facts before giving opinions.
Do me a favor. I want you to. Yeah, thank you.
I hate when people say that. Wait till you know that.
How about you go let somebody cough on you, 832? I hope you get it and die. How's that? I hope you're elderly. 713-780. In zombie basketball, always bet the under.
The guy yesterday was like, when I was talking about Kymie Fairbairn, he tweeted, they're paying for what he's going to be. We don't know which way he's trending. They seem to think he's trending in the right direction. I'm like, so we have to wait and see what he does before we can say if this was a bad contract or not?
Yeah. I'm sorry. People are stupid.
That's not the rules.
Yeah. Those are the people that, you know what? Again, I'm with Thanos on them. If we can get it to them and get rid of them, great. So this is working in an oil service company. Our stock is in the $7 range and layoffs are coming tomorrow.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. And unfortunately, that's the tip of the iceberg, man. So that's going to happen to a lot. And unfortunately, there's going to be some companies that, and I'm not talking oil and gas, I'm just talking in general, that use this as an excuse to lay people off. When business dips a little bit, and that's pretty scuzzy too. I'm telling you, the people who are going to suffer the most from this are average everyday people. Just like they're always the
people
ones
who just get like
stuck.
You and me.
Yeah, only better.
Wait.
Well, better than me. I mean, I can't speak to you. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3777. So I was asking you off air, does this mean like the racetrack? Are they going to not, at some point, are they going to say, hey, no fans here? I mean, I can bet
probably
online, but, you know, I mean, this is, you know, I just think the whole world's going to hell. Jamie said,
it's been real, Fred.
Yeah, well, I plan on surviving. I don't know about you. And
probably 50-50.
Well, Rhodes says, my income comes from working Comic-Cons. Just found out the Ace Comic-Con has been canceled. Worried about long-term with future shows.
You should be. Yeah. Listen, man.
Well,
the economy, the economic backlash of this is real. Whether or not it's going to kill us all,
well,
I don't know.
That's the thing. That's what I'm worried about.
But there is going to be economic fallout on it.
And that's what I'm concerned about, not whether or not I'm going to die from it.
Well, I mean, if people start dying from it, then there's going to be economic fallout anyway.
Yeah, but again, when it's the same people who are dying from the flu, when it's elderly, I'm sorry. You know, sorry that they're going to go, but we're all going to go at some point. And they had a good run. The elderly have had a good run. That's why they're the elderly. They got that far. 713-780-3776. But that's my concern is more about the long term impact on the people who are going to get it and then be fine and then not have a job.
Yeah,
is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. fine. And then they can go to, at least if they do have a job and they're going to fix up their house.
Yeah, go to Allstate Siding and Windows. Listen, one thing that'll help you save some money, cheaper electricity bills. And it's never been easier to get things, to get siding done especially. And you might not know, siding, energy efficient siding can save you on your electric bills. If you're remodeling, call Allstate Siding and Windows. Energy efficient, keep your home cool all summer long. And they've got the best siding of today. More durable with wind, weather, impact, and no payments for 2 years, and save $2,500 off all siding jobs. Allstate's a good company. They're family owned. They're family operated. They have been for over four generations. They've been around. They're going to be around. They're not some Johnny come lately who's going to pack up and leave after they throw some wood up on your house. This, you know, they've got first responder discounts, military discounts, senior discounts. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows. Whatever it takes.
ESPN 97.5.